Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
Whoa, it's Dope Town 3000. Welcome back to another episode. This is the premier one-stop shop for freestyle hip-hop, improv comedy, storytelling, fusion. We got Sean Fisher.
Yo.
We got Zora motherfucking Big Hungaga.
Hey.
I am Greg Smith, and we're going to start the way we start every podcast with a little cipher, a little warm-up off the top of the dome based on what's trending on Twitter. ZB, what do you got?
Okay, so we got Idris Elba.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah, sexy. That's a sexy thing. We have Poe. Oh, God. It's a shooting, guys. Fuck.
Yeah, that's lighthearted.
Yeah, Passover. Cool.
Oh, that's a shooting one, too.
Yeah, that is a shooting one, too. Yeah, I mean, I can look up more stuff.
I got, what do I have? I have hashtag better than I told you so.
Okay, I have hashtag NRA.
Ooh, I have hashtag being king for a day.
Okay.
Your turn.
Hashtag Brie Larson.
I have the hashtag the last drive-in.
Ooh.
Those are my three suggestions.
Okay.
Last drive-in, being king for a day, or better than I told you so would be my suggestions.
Okay. What do we like? What do we like, guys? What
Greg,
do we...
you want to rap about a shooting?
Oh, no thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, just kind of an emphatic no thank you.
Emphatically.
Nay.
Yeah, I mean, we can keep looking. I mean, shit.
Where you? No, I'm... there's something about... The last drive-in that's speaking to me.
The Ooh, last drive-in?
The last drive-in.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I like it.
Doom, 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 doom. Doom, doom. Doom, doom. Doom, doom.
Boom, boom. Check it out quick. Yup, goom, please do not be forlorn.
Goom, goom.
Sitting right there in your Civic, eating some freaking popcorn.
Goom, goom.
Yep, you looking at the screen and you're seeing what movie is playing, yo.
Goom, goom.
How you listening to it? Gunner station right onto the radio. There we go. Chilling in the car. Yeah, we drove real far. Go and get the food at the bar. Then we're watching all the stars. Yeah, man, looking at movies like this is sweet. Oh, you and me hanging out, baby, on a cool date. Yeah, leaning back the front seat, yo, it's so fine. Yo, watching this movie and we can just go recline. Didn't worry about parking, we just sitting here in the line. Yeah, watching movies this way, that shit is divine. It's so sad, this is the last drive-in.
Hanging out, and I brought my Vino. And I took my car, this Chevy El Camino. Oh yeah, yeah, cause you know we're in the groove. I'm with my girlfriend and I think I'm just gonna make my first move on this shit. Cause you know that I won't damn skid, because we are high school sweethearts and we'll make kids on this movie. Yeah, and I'm not gonna act like a punk. We're acting like some fucking kids, cause we're watching that 90s movie Forrest Gump. In this fucking movie, in this fucking movie. And we're about to win, and we're about to sing, cause we at the shit, and we're watching movies, and we're at that romantic driving like, oh yeah, we're on that shit. And I like that part. We're staring at this movie under the stars in that shining dark.
Last drive-in, only ones that surviving. If you wanna see a movie, you can just go and drop in. But this is last chance you'd get it. Last drive-in. Let's drive in.
Oh my goodness, sitting in my office feeling embarrassing. It's me, I'm the CEO of AMC. I'm the goddamn chain that be running them drive-ins all straight up out of business. But right now I'm having a change in my heart. It's palpitating like I'm doing fitness. What am I doing? What have I become? Is this right or is this wrong? This ain't a Christmas carol, this is something new. I don't want to ruin the driving anymore. That fact is true. I grew up watching driving movies in my car. I grew up going to the place that wasn't far. Why would I get rid of this chain and cause all of these driving owners so much pain? Forget our plans to expand. Forget them. Put them in the garbage. Forget our plans to expand. I don't think this is really fucking hard, kid. Forget our plans to expand. AMC, you know what? From now on, AMC is gonna be GMC. Everyone's a car. That's what's up. Not the last drive-in anymore.
These drive-ins thrive.
Not the last drive-in anymore.
That shit is surprising.
Not the last drive-in anymore.
Go see a movie and you gotta drop it. Living
just
life,
put that shit in park.
Ooh, hey.
Hey.
Sorry, do you guys, are you listening to 103.6? Because I'm getting Spawn. I'm getting the vocals for Spawn.
Oh, you gotta tune into 103.4.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Welcome back, guys. Thank you so much for continuing to listen to the podcast. This is the good part. Get ready. The other part was amazing, but this part's pretty great.
Oh, boy. We're working backwards.
Yeah. That voice you heard just there, guys, is our host, our guest for today's show. Guys,
this is the good part.
Great.
This is the good part.
This is the solid part. This is the part we leave in.
We all got fired.
Welcome to the new host of the show. We're the guests. All right, I got this. The guest of our show for today, you might see him on 2Fing High. You might see him involved in the Fantasy Flicks League podcast. Friend of the show, friend of the host, ladies and gentlemen, Mike McClendon.
Hey, everybody. Good to be here in my new apartment.
Yeah.
You took that, too.
Yes. Welcome to the Dope City podcast. Okay, interesting. I'm Mr. Dope City.
Okay. I am Governor Dope.
Nice. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Thanks so much for coming. Here, man.
Very excited to be here.
I'm so glad to have you on. As you know, we brought you on to tell a dope-ass story that we will then turn into a dope-ass musical.
Yeah.
Does anything come to mind?
Yeah. You guys had said bring in something, and what I started to think about is this is actually a story that takes place in Russia.
Ooh.
And it's about how comedians are observant. And I will begin now. I used to work on a cruise ship with the Second City. They used to tour across the world on cruise ships, and they had comedians on contracts. And I was very lucky to do a European contract. So we did the Baltic countries. So we docked out of England. We hit all these Baltic countries like Denmark and Finland and Sweden. It was just a dream job. And one of the spots that we went to was St. Petersburg, Russia, which was incredible as well. Thing about Russia is they make it very hard for Americans to visit there. It is a country where you need a visa in addition to a passport. But the way the cruise ship industry worked there is if you got off the boat and wanted to go explore the city in Russia, you just had to be part of a tour group. That was the only way in and off of the docks there, because you had to go through like a security gate. Most other places, like you dock in Mexico, you just walk off, wander around, come back to the boat, right? Me and a couple of my crew members, we decided to go into St. Petersburg that day. And kind of the strict rule is like, you have to get on the cruise shuttle if you want to get back to the boat. If you ever miss the cruise shuttle, the boat leaves. They don't wait for you. They're not like, we've got 2,099 people. We're just waiting on that one. They're like, we got to roll. We got a schedule to keep. It's not bad if that happens to you in England,
It's not bad if that happens to you in Sweden necessarily, because like they're just easier countries to get stranded in.
Sure.
But Russia's kind of terrifying because if you're stranded there, you're stranded there. Yeah. You know, it's like much harder. So me and some friends, we were waiting for the cruise shuttle to leave. Now, if you were if you had visas, you could leave at any time you want. As long as you had visas, you could call a taxi or whatever. So we were kind of queuing up, lining up to go on the cruise shuttle. And I was looking around, and like I said earlier, comedians are observant. I think we like look around, kind of like poke fun at society, what we like. Mm-hmm. And I noticed this older couple, probably in their 60s, 70s, getting into a taxi. What I noticed is that they're both wearing matching white Crocs. And I thought, like, so funny, like, yeah. Like, oh boy, I can't wait to be at that level. Actually, I was probably judging it, being like, I hope I'm never at that level. Oh, like, yeah. Like where me and my partner have just resigned into wearing the lamest shoes. Yeah. Matching lamest shoes there are, right? Very comfy, but like not necessarily ones that you want to tour the Russian countryside in.
Yeah.
And just kind of like, oh, that's pretty funny. And then like we got in our shuttle and went on the day, went and looked at a bunch of museums, a bunch of art. Ate some borscht, like
that cold soup.
That cold soup. And the whole time keeping a track of the time, right? Because we want to make sure we're back. And so we know we have a 3:30 time to be back at the cruise shuttle. So around 3 o'clock rolls around, we come, we like wait for it. It's like 3:15, 3:30, and we're like, man, this is pretty bad. Like it should be here by now. 4 o'clock rolls around. Finally, one of us is like, well, all right, let's, what are we doing here? And we look, and the last cruise shuttle was 2:30, not 3:30. So at that point, it's kind of like panic is setting in. We know the boat is going to leave pretty soon thereafter.
Yeah.
So Russia's another country too, where English is not a language spoken there very often. You know, like I do think we are a very spoiled country. Like we tend to go places and expect people to speak English. And in many countries, that is the case. It's like a business language, right?
Yeah.
But in a country the size of Russia, it's just not as common. So just talking to people is very hard. We went into a hotel, talked to concierge. They spoke English. And we were like, can you please help us hire a taxi for us? We've got to get to a dock. And they're like, well, which port are you at? And they pulled out a map and there's 9 potential ports.
Yeah.
We don't have them memorized because we had no reason to think that we needed to. So it's like getting... now, like the sun is starting to go down, and it's like not hours that we can get to our boat. Now it's minutes, and we have like no idea where we are, where it is in relation to anything. And the plan starts to be like, well, how much money do we have between us? Not a lot. And then the plan, all right, well, we each have our passports. What do we do next? Do we find the U.S. like consul? Like that would probably be our first step, is like try to figure out how we can get help in that regard. And we're kind of like panicking. We're standing in this square, not knowing what to do. And lo and behold, a pair of matching white Crocs appear out of nowhere. And it's that couple. Yeah. And it's that couple. And they had hired a taxi, like I said. So they're getting in a taxi to get back to the boat themselves. And I run up to them like, please, like, can we join you? Can we get in the boat with you? We're the comedians. They're like, oh, yeah, we saw your show. And we're like, great.
Of course.
It worked out really well. So they had no problem us getting in the cab with them. But again, we still got to clear a security gate. Because you're not supposed to be in it,
right?
You know, without that. They're also extremely late, this couple. They're pushing it too. So we're driving to the dock. We're telling the taxi driver, like, dude, go. Like, and a very, like, cliche moment where a train is coming down the train tracks. And he, like, races over the train tracks, to get us to the boat. And, like, we pulled in, and they're, like, waiting for us as the captain, head of security, and all that. Because they were honestly waiting for that couple. Like they were happy to leave us behind, but they knew they had a couple of like guests still like out in the wild and they were waiting for them. So we didn't get in trouble. We got on the boat, but it was very much like a frightening moment. I guess the denouement is a week later, I went into town when we were in England and I bought myself a pair of white Crocs.
Of course you did.
To wear in solidarity and support of the couple that saved
our
lives.
So funny.
Saved by the white Crocs.
Saved by the white Crocs.
The first time that sentence has ever been.
First and last, perhaps.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, shit.
Do you still have those white Crocs, those lucky white Crocs?
I don't have them anymore. They were it was a purchase like, and solidarity, and then you wear them around a little bit, and you're like, I get it. Yeah, this is not for me.
Yeah, you're either a Crocs person or you're not.
Yeah.
And you know when you slip on a set of Crocs.
That's right.
It's like a Harry Potter wand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 100% exactly just like that. Yeah.
So I don't have them anymore. I think at one point I spray painted them gold.
perfect solution.
You know, and that didn't make them any cooler, you guys.
As one does with their Crocs sometimes, you got to spray paint them.
You got to zhuzh them up a little
bit. Yeah, you got to make them look fancier. Didn't trick anyone.
Nope.
You can't put lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. You can't put lipstick on a Croc.
You can try.
You could try.
Bite your damn hand off.
Yeah.
Dang.
So I have a follow-up question, and forgive me if this was already said, but the couple, what was their nationality? Like, where were they?
They were American,
American. Of course. I mean,
kind of like a standard, old retired couple. Like, they had done the cruise ship thing a lot. They're very polite, very sweet. Like, when I'd see them on the boat, later throughout that week, we'd always stop and talk, oh, you're wearing your Crocs, because I told them, it was the Crocs that saved us.
Nice.
But it is that moment, I don't know, maybe you guys have had the same thing where it was the power of observation is what saved you. Yeah. You know, you're lost, and then you think you're lost, and then you see that car with a dent in it, and you're like, I remember that car. And you can, kind of, it's just funny how those things, observation saves us.
Yeah, even observation on their end, being like, oh, yeah, the dude from the show.
From the show.
It's like, oh, we saw you guys.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we sold them big time on, we're on the same boat as you. Yeah. I especially was like, I know you're on the boat. And what I couldn't say is, I recognize you because I was thinking how dumb your shoes were. Yeah, that had to be articulated very carefully. Yeah, I know. I saw your shoes, and they're, so cool.
I
was like, what a cool couple to wear the same matching Crocs.
Oh, man.
Do you remember anything else about this couple? You said they were retired. Do you remember what they used to do, their names, anything?
No, I mean, this was long enough ago that I don't remember the details too much. I remember stuff like we were in such a hurry that one of my castmates left his brand new camera that he had purchased in that cab. You know, because when you're panicked, everything else falls out. It was that thing of we could have left everything back there.
Survival.
Yeah, survival mode. I also remember, this is burned into my memory, is as we were relieved driving, the Russian cab driver had Russian contemporary pop on, and the song was Industria. Industria. It's a very pumping beat.
That rules.
It does rule. That years later, one of my teammates looked up that found it on YouTube somehow and sent us all the link to that song. So for years I had this in my playlist, if it was just on shuffle occasionally, this house Russian music would kick in. Yeah.
So awesome. I love that.
The fucking the translation is just work for freedom.
Right, exactly.
Just work for country. Yeah. Work for country. Yeah.
Equal wages. Equal wages. That's amazing.
That's a very French-sounding Russian person.
Yes,
equal wages. Baguettes for all.
I am from Moscow.
Et j'adore Saint-Petersburg.
Je m'appelle Vladimir Putin.
Excusez-moi. Oh, even better Russian.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's me.
It's
a
me,
Russian.
Vladimir.
Yeah.
Guys, I think this guy's not from here.
Yeah. What are y'all talking about?
We're one of them Kentucky Putins. We've been over here for a while, man. You know?
Listen, strange bedfellows.
Yeah, there have been trade.
Yeah.
There have been stranger bedfellows.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I think of Russian pop, I think of that Euro pop music competition. It's kind of like that.
Eurovision, yeah.
Eurovision.
Is that their American Idol? Or is that it's bigger because it's all Europe?
It's a bigger, I think, longer running version of American Idol. It's a huge deal.
But it's sort of become this thing where people who aren't in Europe listen to it, ironically. But when I think of that Industria, I feel like maybe that, I don't know. I'm imagining it came from that Eurovision.
Feel like it's a song that was recorded in a steel mill. Yeah. like while other guys are just clanging along, making missile parts. Right. There's three dudes who are on their lunch break hey, Vlad, will this work on the album?
Sergey, more synth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that part in Guava Island. Did you guys see Guava Island?
I haven't watched it yet.
Not yet.
Oh, man.
Is it good?
Got to get on that guava.
Should we stop recording the podcast and watch?
Yeah,
guava
guys, I have Amazon right here. Yeah, but there's a scene where they make, they do a remix of this is America, at like this like job site factory. And it's like very kind of like industrial.
Cool. Same lyrics?
Same lyrics, like different choreography. It's and it happens like unexpectedly, like a musical. You're just like, oh shit, he's doing This America again, or This Is America, in a fucking weird.
I need to watch that. Yeah. Does the hour go by quick? It's only like an hour, right?
Yeah, it's like a, it's a film. It's like, is it a short film? I don't know. It's like somewhere in between, but it's yeah, it's like really cool, and they shot it all in Cuba.
Man.
Yeah.
Donald Glover just has that panache now, like where people are like, here's money, do what you want, like make it.
It's like, thank you, I'm still insecure.
And this is all fueled by it. Yeah. No, he
this does nothing but make the hole in my heart wider.
Sure, sure. We're shitting on Donald Glover.
I am not. Let's make it clear.
He's on the podcast later. Sure. So
yeah. Also like casually, like, yeah, Rihanna is in this film with me. And she will not sing the entire time. Like, I'm singing, that's but so Rihanna's funny. Just going to act.
Perfect.
I don't know if that's a fuck you to us or yeah. I don't know what that is. But I'm like, that's ballsy.
Don't worry. Vanity will come out with like 38 symbols we missed.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. There are already like five think pieces about Guava Island. This is what he's saying about Guava. This is what he's saying about America. This is Guava. Like, we're all Guava.
This
Island.
What he's saying about the fruit guava.
Yeah. Anyway, that was.
I love it.
Good. Do you guys have any?
I think I'm good.
I feel good. Yeah,
we're ready. I think I'm ready. Good. You ready?
I am ready.
Cool.
Yeah. Right?
Let's do the dang thing.
Cool.
Ha! Man, things are really done pretty. Yeah, I'm standing right out here in LA at the second city, and I'm working with all my friends. Man, I never feel like I lose, and a big thing for me just got signed up to go work on a cruise. Yeah, man, I'ma get on that thing. It will all be sick. Where am I going? Where are they flowing? Over down to the fucking Baltic. Yeah, ooh, that's the place. I'ma go there later today. I'ma hang out with the people in Sweden and stop over Norway. Woo. Oh, there's a horn of the cruise ship going. Getting over here, making laughs, and the people will be showing up to my shows, and I know that I'm gonna keep my composure wherever we're going, man. It's so fucking this roller coaster.
Hey,
I love my life.
Hey there, it's me, the ship navigator. This is where we're going right now. Gonna get there later. And I know you're excited, don't mean to rush ya. We're not going to England or France or Sweden. We are going straight to Russia. To Russia. We're taking a vacay to Russia. Going to Russia. To Russia. We're taking a vacay to Russia. An intuitive choice.
To Russia, you might freeze. But also you will need a fucking visa. Yeah. Give you libations. You need that visa for all of that immigration. Cause guess what? Guess what? We're not gonna be frenemies. Because Russia as a country, we are like enemies on the shit. Yeah. Because we're not Putin. Oh, the motherfucking immigrations for Putin. Yes.
We have some things we're keeping confidential, so we're very confident about these people continental traveling right over here. What's your purpose? What's your place? And if I want to, I will just go and punch you in the face.
Hey, howdy, y'all. It's me. I'm from Russia, too. No tracks spent. Please believe me, even though I've got a weird accent. Yes, I'm from Russia. This is what y'all know. We know I'm from a province that you could call a San Antonio. Still from Russia, though. And that is true. Even if my voice sounds a little bit different to you.
Yes, yes, yeah. I will tell you the news. I am also from Russia, from the province. It is called Toulouse. Yes, we are doing stuff so fine. We like to eat caviar and also Chardonnay wine. Ooh, we are from Russia. We are from Russia. We are not Asian. It is not Russia.
Yes. So I got a thing. I think I got this whole vibe. And so I'm hoping I can focus and leave this cruise alive. And so I'm getting onto this cruise. I'm hanging out with my peeps. And we are just gonna go. And to ourselves, we're gonna keep. Yeah. We're gonna be good. We will not go make a fuss. When we get off of this cruise ship, we're gonna get like right onto the bus. Yeah, man, we are over here. We are not trying to be anything but supportive. So if you need us to go over there and act like tourists,
yeah,
we
will be tourists. We won't be the poorest, cause we're gonna be out here, not in the forest. Yeah, all we're doing, we're looking and we're talking, and also working to be like people watching, people watching.
Hey, here's a question for y'all. Okay, listen up, I've got a thought. What if we had soup, but the soup wasn't hot?
What
if we had soup, and here's a thought that's bold. What if the soup, put in the fridge, give it an ice cube, make the soup cold?
That soup sounds good, it's really sweet. You know what we should make that soup out of?
Beast.
Yeah, man, now I'm into your dream. You know what we should put into it? A dollop of sour cream.
Yeah. Sour cream, that would not make me dead. Sour cream, yeah, that's heard what you said. Let's make it red. Sour cream, yeah, like I'm whipping up in a Porsche. We're gonna call this shit fucking Borscht.
I'll tell you about that drink, yeah, cause you know it doesn't say though. I'm talking about that alcohol potato, yeah, cause you know I got the shit, I got shit. I'm talking about that shit, talking about that vodka, talking about that vodka. Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm getting pink in face, I'm drinking. Oh shit, man, I'm thinking, yeah. I'll go very far. Drink that shit. Porsche in the bar. Yes.
Borscht and vodka sipping up in my cup. Yeah, you know I'm feeling fine. And if I want to get a little bit of food, I ain't trying to be rude. I got to step into the bread line. Yes, you know, all the motherfucking Russians, they all be the best hosts. And they're slowly turning more Western because of Gorbachev's policy known as glasnost.
Glasnost? You listen. Listen to me, we got all the time, we gotta check in at 3. Yes, it is off the testicles. Yeah, straight up, it's on the schedule.
That's fine, man, there's lots of things I wanna see. Maybe we should go hang out at a museum. Maybe we can go and see a couple sights. Yeah, that's alright, we have like way till later tonight.
Yeah, let's see the church, let's see the tower.
Perfect.
I'm telling you the truth, we got like 3 hours.
That's great, I think we could see a whole town in 3 hours. You know me, I have got that fucking power. So now we glower, and now we're looking. Before we go, though, I need to go and look into our place here. Get a sensation. I'm looking and I'm trying to use my
observation. Look at that dude. He looked like he got some bright socks. Oh, wait a second. It's like some white Crocs.
Holy shit, man. He wears that in his life. Oh, shit. Look at that. There's also some there on his wife.
Hey, honey. Let's wear our shoes. We'll both be matching on this hot little cruise. A pair of white Crocs. A perfect little couple. All we need's another. Another makes a throuple.
Yeah, that would make a throuple. One more would be 4. I love your white Crocs, but I love you more. When I see you in them white Crocs, starts a fire. We can do whatever we want because we're both retired.
Yeah, take the shit. Yeah, it's like all like a hole. Put it in the fucking bowl. Put the keys in the pool. Yeah, we're getting thirsty. Put them keys in the bowl. We're getting kind of flirty.
It's a retirement key to party. It's a retirement key party. Hey, it's a retirement key party.
So put your teeth in another bowl.
Yeah. I am suffering from dementia. I accidentally put in another denture. That's okay, man. I'll get in that placenta.
That's your match. Another person's denture.
Yeah, I'm an old guy. Got an old chode. I accidentally put in a DVD of Murder, She Wrote. Yeah. I've got that fat cock. And next week, gonna put in a season of Matlock.
Matlock. Yeah, I'll tell you fucking smack talk. I put on the wrong shoes, fucking black Crocs. Yeah, oh shit, it's in a line. Oh shit, man, it's on that fucking dirty time. Yeah, we acting so fine. We're just whining and dining.
Yeah, we're man, we're gonna act so classy. I know they told us to take the bus. Let's get a taxi. Yeah, and we will start a discussion with the dude right up there. Oh, he only speaks Russian.
Oh, shit. What's the Russian? What's the season? This is a fancy hotel. The Four Seasons.
All right, let's just go up to the desk. I know someone up there has to go and say things that'll impress us. Right here. I do not mean to be the meanest. I show up in other countries expecting English. Yeah, I've lived a really easy life. So I show up here and you're speaking other language. Cause me strife. Speak
Hello.
English.
Yes, I know how to mingle.
Okay.
I'm a concierge. I am multilingual.
Perfect.
I'll tell you all the language is the best. Be impressed. I speak French and Scandinavian and fucking English.
Ooh.
I'm kind of singlish.
Oh, okay. Now I'm learning more about your life. This is fun.
Yeah, it's fun, but I'll tell you what's won. I'll tell you what's done. I'll tell you what's the best, kid. I can tell you have a fucking question. Yes, I'll tell you where to go. Don't be a fucking flirt. Tell you about the concert. Tell about you the museum.
And we are visiting your nation. So I'm just looking for things. I'm using my observation. We're here on a cruise that is currently our occupation. I'll say it quickly. I don't have any hesitation. I'm just waiting to experience this. Oh man, there's other stuff here that I do not want to miss. And we've just been looking. We looking. It's so full of glee. We've been looking. What is the time, by the way?
It's 3.
Oh. That's great. That's fine. It's 3. That was the time that we all were supposed to go and leave.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, that fact doesn't hurt me. I think the schedule said the boat would leave at 3:30.
Perfect.
So let's go to the dock. Let's go. Let's go when we can rock. I'll rock some more. Let's go to the dock and wait. Oh, look at the ocean. There's nothing going on. It is a blank non-moving motion.
Oh, shit. I'm telling you, we are screwed. Guess what? We had to be there at fucking 2.
What?
I tell you, like, how now? You were looking at the timetable for Moscow.
What? Oh my god, oh my god, oh no. I'm so confused looking at a different time zone. Powers of observation, please save us now. We're trying to get out of Russia, but we don't know how.
We are gonna be fucking motherfucking dead. Why? Because St. Petersburg's is 1 hour ahead. Didn't you fucking see that on the schedule?
Man, don't give me that pedal, bro. Pump the brakes, pump the brakes. I'm not feeling great. Pump the brakes, pump the brakes. This kind of negativity can wait. Pump the brakes. We just gotta do our best. Get ourselves out of Russia while the good news get.
I'll tell you shit. Man, I'll tell you fucking something. This is St. Petersburg's, not fucking London. We're not in, like, Denmark, Copenhagen. I don't mean like be hating, but I'm telling you, I'm kind of maybe a little scared. Because Russians, they are not fair.
Yeah, they're not fair, but neither is this situation. You are also stranded in this nation, okay? Don't be mad. Don't give me that spettle, okay? You're a pot and you're calling the kettle.
Guys, gotta relax. We got to get to our cruise. So won't you look around and check out these people's shoes? I see some Nikes over there. I see some Jordans too. We gotta look for something. We gotta have a clue.
Trying to find the footwear that can free us. Over there, 3 stripes. Nah, man, that is Adidas. Oh, man, how can we get through, bruh? Look in there. No, man, that's some fucking Pumas.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm looking over here. I'm just seeing some Skechers. Oh, man, now I'm getting kind of pissed. When I'm looking over there, I'm just seeing some K-Swiss. Oh, man, looking at shoes. I thought it was my talent, my true talent. Now all I'm seeing is New Balance.
I pray to God. I'm like, please, I just want to see, like, cheese, Swiss cheese. Looking shoes.
Something soft and spongy, you cannot lose.
Nope.
Doctors wear them, and so do gardeners. It's not the socks, it's the Crocs.
It ain't the socks.
Yeah, yeah, it's the Crocs.
It ain't not the socks.
It's the Crocs. Well, honey, it has been a great time, and I know that you and me, when I look at this line on my time turner, my wristwatch here, it is saying that the time to return is getting near. So, dear, I know that it has been such a shock. I'm so happy that this place also had some Crocs. So now we bought 16 more pairs, and now we're gonna go right back or there.
Over there, over there. Yeah, that's the plan. Let's go ahead and get in this taxi cab. You love me and I love you, you know. I'm so glad we synchronized our watches to the right time zone.
Yeah, we got our synchronized watch. We got a synchronized Crocs.
Hey.
Wait, who is that? That guy running over at us, that pretty little lad. Oh, egad, he is looking so very scared. I do not know what he is coming over. I am unprepared.
Oh, unprepared. Don't turn a shade of mauve. I recognize him. He was the guy who did that improv. I really like to show when he looks like he is in a hurry, like he's trying to go.
Well, I thought that his improv, I thought it was sweet, but I'm an improv critic. I didn't like his second beat.
Good point, good point. And this we can keep. I'm an improv critic too, and too early he sweeps.
Yes. Yeah, and they did not pick the first thing that showed itself as interesting in the plan. They just went ahead. So I know that I'm thinking this. I'm also full of dread.
Oh, I see you. I'm so glad you're the fucking couple. Can we share a fucking cab?
Oh, man, you seem to be lost. I want to help you, but you do shitty Canadian cross.
I'll tell you, of course, but I'm so confused. They're like fucking 9 ports. The dude told me up front he was speaking multi-language is in fucking front.
Oh, hi, it's me, the driver of the car. I can take you to the port. I can take you very far. Yes, I'm quiet like a mouse. But while I take you there, I'm going to turn on some house.
Industry. Yes, yes, you know that I'm not a jerk. A Russian lives and a Russian works. Yes, yes, I'm here to make the kill. We made this beat, spare time at the steel mill. Yes, yes, you know I'm doing great. Me and Vlad made this beat on a break. Yes, yes, you know I'm gonna get blintz. That's a Russian thing, the Russian word for synth. Beep-bop, a beep-bop, I'm fine. Listen to this dope, a Russian synth line. Oh yes, I am feeling great. The Russian beat got the Russian 808.
Wise like a sage, we're also working for the same wage. Yes, cause we will persist. We are communists. We are working.
Industria.
Russian communism must be industria.
We won't cause you harm. Give us 20% of your farm. Yes, we won't shoot you in the head, but we expect a piece of your bread. Yes, you know all of this. We are a socialist country. So if you have something, we're gonna want our piece. Bumpkin.
Everybody on the floor grooving. To Vladimir Putin. Yes, yes, you're off. To Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Oh shit! You know I'm ballin'. Man, I'm like Stalin. Man, I'm about to pop off on this shit, cause I'm like a trap on this shit.
Hey,
I got that shit that you smell and live a spot on the beat like I am Boris Yeltsin. Oh, I'm not doing greatly. Berlin Wall, come down to the 80s. Yes, how are you playing? Arch nemesis Ronald Reagan.
Did you know I'm not faking? Yeah, I will recall burning that shit like the fucking wall. Yeah, man, I'm so dead, cause my color is like so red. Yeah, cause we fucking. Yeah, we like. Fucking.
Okay, we're here at the port. Bye.
At this moment, I'm feeling so wise. Cause of the power of my observant eyes. I thought that we was having the blues, but then we found this couple's white shoes. I'ma buy some for me too. I don't really give a fuck, see. Gonna buy myself my own pair of white Crocs, and the white Crocs gonna be lucky. Okay, but now I've got them and my heart is feeling cold. Let me try and switch up the thing. Let me try and spray paint them gold.
No, that didn't help. Still not feeling good about myself. Walking around with these Crocs. Oh, hell.
Maybe these people can't tell that they Crocs because they're gold. No, they're pretty sure that with the holes. Yeah, they know.
Everybody knows.
At least they're comfy. At least that's something. I look like a dummy.
Everybody knows.
Is that the cruise ship operator? Looking in his eyes, he's looking like he's such a hater. Get up on the elevator. Should have been here 2 hours ago.
Everybody knows.
They were going to leave us, but not these croc wearing hoes.
Everybody knows.
I'm so big. I'm so hard. Standing in front. Security guard.
Boom.
Yes. Cause you know I'm not so impressed. All I give a fuck about is all our guests. I don't give a fuck about the comedians.
Nah, never a
fucking repeating them. No second beat. Man, I'm just beating them.
Everyone on this cruise is an improv critic.
Everyone on this cruise is an improv critic. But soon we went home to our home nation, back in America, and we've got that elation. No more Russian vodka, no more communist libation. The thing that saved us in the end, the power of observation.
Oh fuck, did anybody see where I put my camera?
Oh. Gotta pay attention to everything though.
Mike, how did that feel?
Oh man, so fun!
You got
guys.
Those bars, dude. That was so fun.
I can sell a couple of IPAs on these bars. No, it's I love. It's so fun doing that. That thank you for letting me pop in a little.
That's so fun.
Thank you for giving us the inspiration.
It's such a thrill.
Yeah,
what you guys do is so impressive. It's so fun to like join in and do it. There's such a connectivity to it, right?
Yeah, for
like
sure.
Like to improv in general, but then to add what you guys do to it, where you're like creating like
thank you, man.
Sounds and flows and like the way you guys weave in and out of it, it's so cool. Oh, yeah, thanks. Here I am advertising your podcast.
Thank you, man.
But it's cool. It's such an impressive skill.
Thanks,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Why don't we take a sec to advertise your podcast or your project? Yeah. What do you got going
great.
On?
Great. So I produce and I host a podcast called Fantasy Flicks League. It basically combines like the idea of fantasy football and movies. We run a website also, fantasyflixleague.com, that you can sign up for free. And you basically make a league with your friends and you draft movies.
For like box office score.
Yeah, you get points off of box office, Metacritic score, ooh, whether or not it gets Academy Award nominations. But it's really fun. Like we did our personal draft a couple months ago and Avengers Endgame went first, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense.
What do you think went second?
Number one pick, Avengers Endgame. Number two pick.
What's the second biggest movie of the year to you guys?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yeah, number two. Now here's where it gets dicey. What's the third biggest movie of the year?
This is where it gets dicey.
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, Stuart Little 3.
Mm. Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, I wouldn't draft it. It's not out. Lion King went third in our draft.
Yeah, makes sense.
Ooh, that's a solid one.
Bottom line is this is a crazy year for movies.
Yeah.
Because it's just hit after hit.
Yeah.
I didn't know it existed, and now I'm like, fuck, I have to give more time to that. I'm so invested in how this works.
Like, it's a lot of fun. It's like a way to get very invested in the movies.
The way you like watch movies.
I'm very in on this.
But that drops every Tuesday, Fantasy Flick Sleep podcast. Check it out. It's a lot of fun.
That's a great concept. A podcast.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
And then I'm Too Effing High, which Sean is also a part of. It's we get comedian Stone and we have him do comedic challenges. It's a lot of fun. It's a podcast and live show.
Dope Town was on a guest.
That's
on
right. You guys came on and rapped.
So much fun.
Is it harder for you to do that when you're a little foggy? You do it every week, Sean, so I know that. But Greg, are you a smoker? Like, does it?
No. And if you listen to the episode, you will hear me on mic say something to the effect of, "I don't smoke often, and I'm having a panic attack right now."
Yeah.
But then when I started rapping, I actually kind of felt a little looser.
Right.
Little.
That's actually your security blanket to being high. It's like, I chill out by rapping.
Yeah.
I think the thing to remember when you're high is just you constantly kind of have to check and go like, oh yeah, I'm high.
Yeah.
Like I'm not having a panic attack. I'm just like, I put something in my body that's making me feel a little weird.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for checking in with the Dopetown 3000 podcast. If you want to hear us more often, all you got to do is subscribe to us. Subscribe to us on Apple Pie Tunes. And you can go on Spotify. You can go on Campfire Media. Find it anywhere where podcasts are sold. If you want to hear more about us, you can find us on the socials, Dopetown 3000. If you want to hear any of our live shows or be notified when an episode comes out, that's a great way to do that. Other than that, again, we thank you so much. And rate, review, tell your friends so we can keep doing this. And as always, we like to end on a high note, on a philosophical note, as we kick it over to Mr. Greg Smith.
Yeah, drop the knowledge on us.
Industria. Industria.
Yes.
Industria.
Yeah.
Dope.
See you guys next time.
We believe in communism.
That's a Dope Town stance. Bye.
Yes, that's all of us.
Official bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Dubtown, you're leaving Dubtown, 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 Dubtown. See you next time. You're leaving Dubtown, 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 Dubtown. See you next time. You're leaving Dubtown.
Screw it, we're just gonna talk about Spider-Man.
Hi, this is Will Hines.
And this is Kevin Hines.
We are co-hosts of the podcast Screw It, We're Just Gonna Talk About Spider-Man.
You love Spider-Man, so listen to us as we go over his original 1960s comic books, where you'll meet all of these characters for the very first time.
Dr. Octopus.
Aunt May.
J. Jonah Jameson.
Fancy Dan.
Also, we're brothers, so that's cool.
Yeah, listen to Screw It, We're Just Gonna Talk About Spider-Man. New episodes every Wednesday.
On Campfire Media.
Campfire.